Because real problems aren't Laplace's equation, so this simple form is only true for Laplace's equation. Alright. So what we've shown is that this integral of f of u can be written in this matrix form or in component form, the sum of I and j, cj, sji, sji, ci with a factor of a quarter. And we know that f is meant to be a minimum for arbitrary variations of phi, satisfying that the change is zero on the boundary. So in order to find out what that means, we just differentiate f with respect to phi, or equivalently, we let c go to phi plus eta, keep the linear terms in eta and force the linear terms to be zero. The linear terms are just half the sum over ij, eta j, sij, ci. Notice in this simple case, s is symmetric. And this formula for the change in f will only be zero for arbitrary eta if and only if, as this is an arbitrary vector eta, the vector it's dotted into has to be zero, so you just get the sum over I, Sij, phi I equals naught. So, now, the way I've written it, that phi includes the boundary values. If I separated out the boundary values, I'd find a right-hand side. That's done here. So this form is, again, exactly the same mathematically, in essence, as finite difference. It's a sparse matrix dotted into the values of points at a grid. Here the grid is irregular because the grid is the vertices of the triangle, equals some values which are known from boundary values. And the matrix S is only non-zero when the nodal points of the vector indices are near each other geometrically. So the end of this exercise is that we conveniently extended our general regular grid to a relatively arbitrary irregular grid, and given a methodology for calculating the form of the matrix, the corresponding matrix.